Welcome to Building a Life of Prayer with Pastor David Beatty of River Oaks Community Church, taking you through the prayers of the Bible so that you can grow in your confidence and enjoyment of prayer.
Thank you for joining me today as we talk about building a life of prayer by the study of prayer throughout Scripture. Today I'm going to be reading Psalm 143, a psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my pleas for mercy. In your faithfulness, answer me. In your righteousness, enter not into judgment with your servant, for no one living is righteous before you. For the enemy has pursued my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me sit in darkness like those long dead. Therefore, my spirit faints within me. My heart within me is appalled. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all that you have done. I ponder the work of your hands. I stretch out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land, Selah. Answer me quickly, O Lord. My spirit fails. Hide not your face from me, lest I be like those who go down to the pit. Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul. Deliver me from my enemies, O Lord. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. For your name's sake, O Lord, preserve my life. In your righteousness, bring my soul out of trouble. And in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies, and you will destroy all the adversaries of my soul, for I am your servant. In Psalm 143, King David is pleading with God for mercy rather than judgment. And he makes the important point that no one is righteous before God. In other words, we all stand in need of his mercy. We're reminded in verse 3 that David is suffering at the hands of an enemy. But in verses 5 and 6, David turns to the Lord when he says, I remember the days of old. Rather than focusing on what my enemy's doing, I'm going to meditate on what you have done, God. I stretch out my hands to you. And then David prays for guidance from God in the midst of his suffering. In verse 8, he says, make me know the way I should go. And in verse 10, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your good spirit lead me on level ground. And then in verse 12, David ends with this wonderful assurance when he says, and in your steadfast love, you will cut off my enemies. David is resting in God's loyal love for his people. What does Psalm 143 teach us about prayer? I think this beautiful psalm teaches us that we should always, always turn to God in our suffering. He is the source of mercy when we need his restoring grace. And we should seek his guidance in the midst of trials. Trials can be times of much spiritual growth if we will turn to God and seek his guidance during trials. As David says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. We should seek not only to know his will, but to be led by his spirit, as verse 10 in the second half of the verse reads, let your good spirit lead me on level ground. And we should rest in his steadfast love, which is certain for all who know him through faith in Jesus Christ. Would you join me as we pray together now? Father, we come today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I pray for any going through trials that you would lift their eyes toward yourself, help them to place their trust in you, to rest in your steadfast love. And Father, I pray for each of us that when we do face adversity or trials, you would help us to seek to grow through those trials. We pray as David did, make us know the way we should go. Teach us to do your will. Let your good spirit lead us on level ground. Lord, may we grow to know you better and love you more. And we pray in your great name. Amen.